Welcome to the worship service of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Yorktown. The following program was recorded Sunday morning, August 12th.
Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Please take note of all the announcements in the bulletin insert. You're always welcome to take those white sheets home with you so that you know what's going on during the week. I think Kathy has an announcement this morning.
Good morning. I wanted to remind everybody about our bunco party next Sunday afternoon at 2:30. We'd really like a great crowd because, as you know, for bunco, the more the better. So please make sure everybody attends. We're looking forward to it. In addition, we are putting out a call for all of our pie and cobbler bakers. Christian Life would like for our September 9th rally day to have either a peach or an apple pie or cobbler. We're going to be putting up a list in the fellowship hall. We only need a certain number. I encourage guys to show up because I know some of you are really great bakers. So feel free to make them and sign up on the list in the fellowship hall so we know who's doing it. Like I said, we're only going to do a certain number, so not everybody has to do it. But we look forward to that for Rally Day. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Kathy. Are there other announcements? Any other announcements this morning? Not then. I invite you to rise as we sing our opening hymn, number 252. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You are the treasured people of the Lord. Keep the words of the Lord in your heart. Teach them to your children. One does not live by bread alone. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. I confess to God Almighty, before the whole company of heaven, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned in thought, word, and deed, by my fault, by my own fault, by my own most grievous fault. Wherefore I pray God Almighty to have mercy on me. Forgive me all my sins, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant you pardon, forgiveness, and remission of all your sins. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray together the prayer of the day. Almighty and everlasting God, You are always more ready to hear than we are to pray, and to give more than we desire or deserve. Pour upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things for which we are not worthy to ask, except through the merit of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated as we sing hymn number 230.
The first lesson is from 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 18 describes a contest between Elijah and the prophets of Baal. The contest proves that the Lord is God, and afterward Elijah orders the killing of the Baal prophets. Angered by the deaths of her prophets, Queen Jezebel threatens to kill Elijah. This reading finds Elijah fleeing, fatigued and in utter despair. Elijah went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. "It is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him, and said, "Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you." He got up, ate and drank, then he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll read the Psalm responsively. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall ever be in my mouth.
I will glory in the Lord. Let the humble hear and rejoice.
Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. Let us exalt his name together.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me out of all my terror.
Look upon him and be radiant, and let not your faces be ashamed.
I called in my affliction, and the Lord heard me, and saved me from all my troubles.
The angel of the Lord encompasses those who fear him, and he will deliver them. The second lesson is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25. Christians are called to be imitators of God. This does not mean that Christians are perfect. Rather, the Spirit is at work in our lives so that our actions and attitudes genuinely reflect the love and forgiveness we have received through Christ and his death. So then, putting away falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor and work honestly with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowd, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I ask that the children come forward for the children's sermon.
Come on, all you little children. Good for you. You're the first one. Oh, look, there, a whole row full. And more. There come the boys. Good. Boys and girls. Man, y'all make me scared. There are so many of you. But you know, Jesus began to teach in the synagogue. That was their church. And it was in his hometown. Like Yorktown is our hometown, isn't it? Well, but the people who heard him were amazed. And they said, where did this man Jesus get all this wisdom? They didn't really believe what he was telling them. They said, we know him. He's been living here a long time. We know his father is Joseph the carpenter, and Mary, that's his mother. And we maybe ate some bread that she baked. So they kind of didn't believe. And they said, and his brothers, or James and Joseph, Judas and Simon, maybe they had played ball or something with them a long time ago when they were kids. And they didn't believe what Jesus said. They didn't believe that Jesus was God's son, even after they saw the miracles that Jesus did. It didn't convince them. They were too proud to believe. They thought they knew better. And they said, how can this be? How can he come down from heaven? This Jesus went around teaching from town to town. Then he called the 12 disciples to him and said, I want you to go out two by two. Go to towns around here and preach, to tell the people that God is my heavenly Father and has sent me into the world. And like if we would go to towns around here, we'd maybe go to Westhoff or Quero or Nordheim or Wiesach, all those towns. You've heard of those, haven't you? Well, there were towns like that around where the disciples went. And God is our Heavenly Father and has sent me into the world. That's what Jesus said. Now, don't take a lot of stuff along when you go. You don't need a suitcase. You don't need a lot of clothes. This is what they were to take. A staff that was kind of a walking stick like some of us have here at church, because there weren't any highways, and so the road was rough. And so that was kind of helping so they wouldn't fall. You don't need a bag full of money. Just wear sandals. Don't take any extra clothes along, not even another jacket. And then stay at the same place that you stay in until you leave town. Don't go to this house and that house and that house, but stay where you are welcome. And if somebody doesn't welcome you, you know what you should do? Shake the dust off of your shoes and leave. Go somewhere else. And so the disciples preached that the people should be sorry for the bad things they did and ask God to forgive them, and that Jesus was really God's son. This is a message for us to know too. God provides what we need, and to help us care for others, he wants us to help one another, not just ourselves. And he wants us to tell about Jesus. God is our provider for everything we need, and we can count on him to supply our needs. Our strength comes from God, and he meets many of our needs through teamwork with others. He doesn't want just pastor to take care of all these people and tell everybody about Jesus. He wants all of us to do that. He wants us all to help one another. And our strength comes from God, and he will help us. That means we all tell about what Jesus has done for us. Not just Pastor Tim, but all of us can tell somebody else. Okay? Will you pray with me? Dear Jesus, thank you. Thank you for letting these kids come up and help us to tell others about your love. Amen. Okay, now you can go back. Thank you for coming up.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We are in the midst of a series right now of readings from John chapter 6, and they all deal with Jesus saying, I am the bread of life. If you remember 2 weeks ago, the scripture reading was about Jesus feeding the 5,000 people in the wilderness. They ate from just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and everyone was filled. Last week, we looked at the day after that feeding, where the people caught up with Jesus in Capernaum, and he said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever follows me will never be thirsty. And today, we hear something very similar again. Jesus says to the crowds, I am the bread of life who has come down from heaven. And then next week and the following week, the story continues on, and Jesus continues discussion with the crowd, but then he also has private discussion with his disciples. Today, Jesus says, I am the bread of life who has come down from heaven. I have once read that in every culture in the history of the world, they have had some sort of bread. Some was made out of wheat, some is made out of corn, some is made out of rye or barley or some other kind of grain or grass seeds or even beans. I think some even the native Texans here used to make some sort of bread or paste and bake it or make it hard out of mesquite beans. And so just about every culture has had some sort of bread. It's been very important to people throughout the history of the world as a source of nutrients, a source of energy, a source of sustenance for daily living in their lives. Jesus says, I am the bread of life who has come down from heaven. There's a lot packed into that word bread. And even for us in modern society, we don't see, when we say bread, we just don't necessarily always think of just a loaf of bread because it has had other connotations. If you remember back in the 60s and 70s, bread was even a slang word for money. Hey man, can I borrow some bread? Or maybe you've heard even a saying, I think probably even older than that, that she knows what side of the bread is buttered on. Or that's his bread and butter. We have different connotations for bread. We use it in different ways, even in the Lord's Prayer, when we pray the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. Martin Luther, in his explanation in the small catechism of that petition, said that daily bread is everything that we need for daily life, such as food and clothing, home and property, good government, orderly community, family, favorable weather, health, peace, true friends, and neighbors. All those things are included in daily bread. The things that we need in this life, the things that keep us healthy and strong so that we can continue on in life. That's daily bread. But Jesus says, I am the bread of life who has come down from heaven. For his audience in that day and time, that word bread was also loaded. Or what he says right here in that whole sentence triggered something within the people. When Jesus told that to those people, what did they do? They complained. I think people just enjoy complaining sometimes. I think if you could get paid for complaining, we would have professional complainers. I think some people, if they haven't had their daily dose of complaints or giving complaints, I don't think they have fulfilled their day. We like to complain, and it was no different with the people in biblical times. Here in John chapter 6, I think complaints are mentioned at least three different times. And this story kind of ties in then to when the Israelites were wandering through the wilderness. And I think within that story, there are at least 10 different times that the people complain. We like to complain. And so here the people that Jesus is talking to complain because he said, "I am the bread of life, which has come down from heaven." They complain for a couple of reasons. One is because he said he came down from heaven. This is in Capernaum. It's very, very close to Nazareth. Jesus probably had business there as a carpenter. Joseph had business there as a carpenter. They probably had relatives there as well, too. Interconnections. And they knew who Jesus was. They saw him grow up. They knew his family. And so they say, "Isn't this Jesus? Didn't we see him grow up? Don't we know his mom and his dad? How can he now say that he has come down from heaven?" And they were complaining about that. Complaining about Jesus' words, but also that phrase, "I am the bread of life." That was packed with a lot of meaning as well then too. Like I said, it goes back to that story of the people traveling in the wilderness. Last week in our gospel lesson, the people, this crowd, this very crowd, had brought that up to Jesus. "Show us a sign. Show us a sign. Moses gave food to the people in the wilderness. Give us a sign." And here again, Jesus mentions that same story in the gospel lesson today. And as you remember that story, the people were complaining because they were in slavery. And God heard their cries and their pleas. And so he sends Moses, and Moses leads them out of slavery. And they come to the Red Sea. And they start to complain again. They're worried because Pharaoh's army is coming up on them, and they feel that they're trapped against the sea. God once again hears their complaints, and he opens the waters, and they cross on dry land. And then it doesn't take them too long again before they start complaining. And this time, the grumbles and the complaints are even worse. "We're hungry. We're hungry. I wish we never left Egypt." They would rather be in slavery than to be in freedom going to the promised land. They were complaining. You know, when we complain, I think one of the main things that we always complain about or that is complained about most often, I think is food. You've probably complained about food at one point or another. I know I have complained about food from one point or another. I got to admit it. School children complain about the school cafeteria, even though the food may be healthy and delicious and nutritious, they're still going to complain. Or any other kind of institutional food, whether it's hospital or nursing home or prison food or whatever kind of food, you're going to complain about the food. Well, here the people are complaining again. "We need food. We want food." And so God once again hears their complaints. And so what's he do? He sends manna from heaven. He sends bread from heaven. And it falls to the earth in that first morning that the people come out to see this. They're already complaining. They're saying, "What is it? What is this stuff?" And that's actually the word for manna. That's what the Hebrew word manna means. What is it? So even the name is a complaint to a certain extent. And they say, "What is it?" "It's bread from heaven. You collect it up and you make bread out of it." And for 40 years, the Hebrew people ate this bread in the wilderness. And they could only collect enough for that one day. If they tried to hoard it up, if they tried to save it, it did not work because it would always spoil. The only exception was the day before the Sabbath, they could collect 2 days' worth so they would not have to labor in collecting the food on the Sabbath. But if they tried to save it, it would spoil. What they learned from receiving manna in the wilderness was they had to learn to depend upon God. They couldn't save it for themselves. They couldn't hoard it up thinking for a rainy day.
They had to depend upon God and rely upon God that the next day God would send the manna as well then too. It taught them dependence upon God. And as they moved through the wilderness, they learned that. And they were ready then, after 40 years, finally, to enter the promised land. And that story was passed on from generations to generations. And so when people heard the phrase, the bread from heaven, that's the story that they thought about, was that bread from heaven. And so here Jesus stands up and says, I am the bread of life who has come down from heaven. For some people, they were very upset. What? Jesus is now manna? How can Jesus say? It was almost heresy for many of the people to hear that, for him to say, I am the bread of life. But he explains to them, the people of in the wilderness ate the bread, and eventually they died. It was just bread for the body. But Jesus says, I am the living bread. That there is something greater to Jesus than just living, than just sustaining life here on this earth. There is something more about Jesus. The very issue of life itself comes from Jesus being the bread of life. And he gives himself to us. He says at the last line here, and I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Jesus gave of his own body. He died upon the cross and he rose from the dead to bring us life, life which lasts forever. Christ is the living bread that has come down from heaven. All those who come to him will never be hungry. All those who believe in him will never be thirsty. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Our hymn for the day is number 356. Please rise for the confession of faith. In Christ you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We continue with the offering. You may be seated. Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you embrace our lives with your great love for humanity. With joy and gladness, we ask that these gifts may be for many a sign of that love, and that we may continue to share in the divine life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Trusting in our loving and almighty God, who abundantly provides the bread of life to all who hunger, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Lord God, we pray for the whole church. Sustain all who have tasted the bread of heaven and found solace in the promise of eternal life. Help us to spread your word that others too may taste and see that the Lord is good. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, feed and sustain your creation and teach us to practice faithful stewardship with all that you have entrusted to us. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you rule the nations. Lead all people to speak truth and kindness to one another, walking in the paths of justice and peace. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we pray for those in need. Comfort those who mourn. Encourage the fearful and tend to the sick. We pray especially for Ruth Roller, Kenny Jacob, Cliff Jacob, Curtis Velkel, Joyce Haley, and Aiden Munoz. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we pray for those gathered here today. Feed us well so that the difficult journey of life may not be too much, and sustain us through times of trial. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we bless you for the lives of those faithful ones who have gone before us. Raise all at the last day, that we may exalt your name together. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty and loving God, we look to you in hope and trust, knowing that you will do far more than we can ask or imagine, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 559.
Thank you.
As you go forth into the world to serve God with gladness, be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. As you leave, you are invited to share the peace of the Lord with those around you. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.